Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host today, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is from the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. Welcome, David Shakely Early. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for being here. Would you please introduce yourself and tell us what you do at Sea Alaska Heritage?
Absolutely. My name is David Shakely Early, and at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, I'm one of the education project managers, and we have a bunch of education programs that have been going on and we're developing at Sea Alaska Heritage. And so I kind of help, kind of organize and get things going with a few of them. One of them is one of the ones we're going to talk about today, but I'm involved with a few others as well. So that's what I do at Sea Alaska Heritage. And I can also add some Tlingit in my introduction as well. So Tlingit Kenach Yesh Yedi. You had to sauk. Yes, nach had city. Tuck den ton, I a hut. Shangu kedi yadi, I a hut. Hunukau, I a hut. Tuck hit, I a hut. And, Chade ye hutau, sink it, yukatangi, stukas tuk, and it's cheese, and it's cheese.
Sheesh. Yeah, okay. I don't know much Tlingit, but that sounded good.
I'm learning still.
Yes. I'm trying to as well. Thank you for that introduction. Uh-huh. I appreciate that. So as you mentioned, you're here to talk about Through the Cultural Lens, a cultural connectedness project for educators happening this spring 2020. Will you tell me a little bit about this courses program, series of seminars?
Yeah, absolutely. So Sea Alaska Heritage has started this series of training in 2012. And in 2012, they've been trying to do one every semester, so like a fall semester and a spring semester, for educators and administrators, support staff, or anybody that works in the school district, really. We've been doing that initially with secondary education, and so that's the focus for the first portion of it. And now we're switching over into elementary education. So this is going to be the first series for elementary educators, administrators, support staff, and everybody that works in the school district, in the Juno School District at the moment, that would like to partake in this program. And that's starting up. The first class is January 25th.
Great. So we'll go over details about how to register.
Sure.
And all of that. I hear that you're opening it up to elementary school educators. Mm-hmm. Is it still open to secondary school educators and more, or is it just specifically elementary school
right
teachers?
Right now, we're switching gears over into doing right now just elementary. So we kind of did it for a number of years through secondary, and now we're switching it over to – so right now it's just open to elementary education. And at the moment, it's also open just to the Juno School District. Mm-hmm. And in the future, we are planning on opening it up to other cities, I guess, and towns. And next year in the fall, we're planning on opening up a cohort and starting classes down in the Ketchikan area for not just Ketchikan itself, but the surrounding communities. So maybe like Prince of Wales Island, the communities and school districts there, but kind of having the meeting location and the Ketchikan kind of general area. So we're going to expand out. And then after that, we're really looking at other villages in southeast Alaska as well, which are Petersburg, Wrangell, Metlakatlin, Heiderberg are the others, in addition to that we're going to add in over the years.
Can you say more about the format of this program, this course, and some of the instructors who will be involved with teaching?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the format is going to be Saturdays is when it's going to happen, and actually the times. It's an all-day course on Saturday, seven different Saturdays that are coming up. The first one, like I said, is taking place on the 25th, and it's from 8 a.m. until 3:30 down at the Walter Soboloff Building downtown at the Sea Alaska Heritage new building downtown. And they are we're trying to get at least 20 educators signed up, and we're getting close to that, but there still is some space for more. But in doing that, there's going to be a cohort basically that goes through and helps or really just kind of learns more information on how to be culturally responsive, how to be a culturally responsive educator, and how to incorporate culturally responsive themes, place-based themes, things into their curriculum, into their lessons that they're already doing or maybe trying to develop or just always wanted to develop and hoped to develop but never either got around to it or maybe didn't know where to start or who to reach out to or things like that. So it's really just you know, providing a lot of the support, the training, the connections so that teachers can really make their lessons a little more culturally responsive.
And what made you want to open it up to elementary educators instead of, like, what made you shift the focus there?
It was just it was a particular – so we renewed the grant. So it's a grant – this particular grant is from the U.S. Department of Education, Alaska Native Education Program. And so that's who's funding all of this basically through Sea Alaska. And through that grant, we got a new grant this year that focused specifically on elementary education after it was and has been successful for the previous grant that we had for secondary school. So we thought we'd, you know, cover all grades, you know. And elementary was the next one on the list, basically.
Mm. Yeah. It sounds like a great opportunity for those educators. Can you give me some examples of the objectives or the takeaways from this course, this program? You know, what are some specific things that you'd like educators to start to do after they finish the course?
So after the they finish the course, really the idea is to be more aware of the different potential cultural needs of Alaska Native students, different histories that maybe they and their parents and grandparents have went through that may have an impact on the education of today those students are currently in. And also trying to bring in more place-based curriculum and lesson plans and activities and reaching out to some of the just the resources that are here so that they can do that. I mean, it might be inviting elders in, you know, Tlingit mm-hmm. elders or Native elders to come in and help with a unit that they're doing. And so just to kind of tap into some of the resources, be more comfortable, you know, talking about some of those issues that maybe some teachers may not have, you know, have been comfortable talking about or bringing in, or, you know, maybe they didn't feel like, shoot, I'm not the expert in this. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it and not mess anything up if I say something wrong, you know, and kind of feel that way. So you're really giving the teachers and the educators more confidence in, you know, tackling those topics and really bringing them in to the classroom so that the overall goal really is to help the students, Alaska Native students particularly, for themselves, be more confident, have a higher success rate in graduation, less dropout rates, more, you know, feel more connected to the curriculum and things that they're learning throughout the day, throughout the year, and throughout their whole school career.
And the final project of the class, the students of this course have to reformat a current unit or curriculum or something that they would normally teach in their classroom based on what they've learned in the program. I really like that. I think that sounds like an interesting challenge.
Yes, 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 yes. That's part of the final project of this whole course, I guess, is really to come up with either they can create a new lesson plan that they haven't done before, or if they have a lesson plan that they are already using, kind of reformat it and add in some culturally responsive education topics, place-based, different things like that, and then really kind of really use the Alaska standards for culturally responsive schools. And I've just learned, and I didn't realize this before, but in all of the United States, Alaska is the only state that has Alaska standards for culturally responsive schools. None of the other ones do. So there's actually a list of standards and things like that for students, for educators, for the school, for different curriculum that may be produced. And then even the community. So really taking some of those cultural standards and bringing them into lessons that that may not have been there in the first place. So that's the final ultimate project for that. And doing all of this, students are also able to, or not students, but participants, I guess, teachers and things like that, are able to get continuing education credits through UAS as well. So that's kind of like their final paper,
right.
final assignment for the whole course.
And where can we register for this course or find out more information about Through the Cultural Lens?
So there's a couple ways to get more information, like from the website. One could go to CAlaskaHeritage.org. And CAlaskaHeritage.org, the main website down there, if you scroll down a little ways, there's a section called Education, Cultural Orientations. Sure. And there's a link to a registration that they can sign up and get more information so that they kind of get on the roster of showing that they can do it. One thing about this, though, is they do have to attend every single class. So there's seven of them, and if they happen to miss some of them, then, it's really, really important that they have to, and that's part of the requirements for that, in addition to the units as well. In doing that, for participants and teachers, educators, CAlaska is also offering a very generous stipend for everybody that completes all those requirements and comes in and kind of does everything like that. So CAlaskaHeritage.org is where you can initially sign up for that. Or if anybody had questions specifically, Rachel Carlson is kind of the assistant in the program that's helping with kind of coordinate some of the signups and initial things like that. And Rachel Carlson's phone number is 586-9219.
Okay, I've got that too, if anybody didn't catch it.
Yeah.
First class starts January 25th through the Cultural Lens. Thank you, David, so much for that information. Are there any other happenings at CAlaska Heritage Institute that you'd like to highlight while you're here today?
We're having tons of things going on all the time. Let's see. Today is Wednesday. Tonight actually is the first night of the lecture series with Lance Twitchell, Hune, and he has a lecture on Shifting Value Systems, Indigenous Language Revitalization, and that's going to be at 5 o'clock tonight down at the Walter Soboloff Building at 5 o'clock downtown, and along with many, many others. There's a list of current events and things like that that CAlaska has on the website as well.
The website's a great place to go for more information. Mm-hmm. So, well, thank you very much for your time today. Thanks for talking to me. Through the Cultural Lens, a cultural connectedness project for educators beginning this January 25th.
Right, absolutely. And I just wanted to mention there is still a little bit of space left. I imagine a lot of the educators are in class teaching at the moment. Mm. But if anybody happens to know of an educator in elementary school that you think this might, benefit them, or, definitely pass it on to them, because, we're trying to get out and get as many as we can.
Well, I'm glad you stopped by to talk to us today.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you too, David.